T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay. What?
Okay.
Upon first hearing of the Matthew Stafford, you know, little cut there, asked about Rich Gannon, the answer to Rich and his response.
Hot off the presses, by the way.
Yeah, why he's getting criticized so much. I'll be honest. Was nothing there. There was no reaction. I had nothing in my gut, nothing to
okay,
it.
Okay, good. I'm like, let's talk college
wow,
football.
Stafford has nothing.
All
clearly,
right, then,
nice response. But I want to play this one more time, okay? And I want to do it not just with the Stafford response, but I want to include the question from Dave Burkett of the Detroit Free Press, something that Ryan Woolley did not do. So I want to play that right now because I actually do have something I want to say about it. Let's go.
It's not the first time that you've been criticized by an analyst somewhere. Why do you think that you maybe take a lot of criticism?
I don't know. You know, I mean, they're free to talk about whatever they want to talk about, however they want to talk about anybody. I don't really pay any attention to it. Obviously, didn't even know it had happened. So maybe that makes them mad. I don't know. I don't really have any answer for you. It doesn't bother me. I answer to the guys in my locker room and our coaches and all that way before anybody else. So.
Okay, I'm being told that was a well-postured Mike Rothstein of ESPN that actually
that
asked that
Burkett.
Question.
What the hell
I was
wrong
told
with
Burkett.
You?
I'm getting fake info
Dave
here.
Dave Burkett was in the first cut about Rich Gannon.
God.
And he says he doesn't have to say anything to Rich.
Anyway, you listen to that cut. And look, I understand Stafford going, you know what? You know, it is what it is. I don't pay attention to it. I get him downplaying it. But doesn't that bother you? Because the answer for me would be, you know what? I need to win playoff games. I need to win big games. I need to win the division.
I agree.
Like, I'm not absolved of criticism. Like, that would have been the answer that if you're trying to, I don't know, get fans to stay on your side and be on your side moving forward, isn't that the response that you give instead of, I don't know, they're cute. They just say things. I'm perfect.
I agree, but he's never, ever pandered in that way, ever. And you can get annoyed about it. I understand why people are annoyed about it, but. It's exactly what I thought he would say
today. Doesn't that sound like a guy that just thinks it's funny that anyone would dare criticize him?
No, because he sounds exactly as he did 10 years ago. I remember after his first 2 years when he got injured both years, and he was asked if he was, you know, worried about being injury prone and does he need to adjust his throwing style. Yeah, right, exactly. I'm just trying to get hurt. No, I'm just... I mean, I remember saying, wouldn't you lash out a little bit or get annoyed? And he didn't.
So he comes off like a jackass, in my mind.
No, just kind of above it or beneath it
yes.
or beyond it. Either
no, above
one.
It. Above
Any
it.
Of the three, whatever.
You know, I mean, they're free to talk about whatever they want to talk about, however they want to talk about anybody.
I will say this. I'm not listening to that again. No, do not say listen.
I don't really pay any attention to that.
I'm not listening to that again.
Can we get the question added to that actually as well? I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
No, in all seriousness, I'm not trying to make something out of nothing because I will say I had zero reaction the first time that I heard it, but you hear it again and you hear the little laughter and, oh, they're so cute. You know, national, you know, media and those, you know, former football players criticizing me. Maybe it's because I don't pay attention to them. He does come off like an arrogant
kind
ass,
of,
doesn't
kind
he?
Kind of, but you know what? If he caves in and says, yeah, it bothers me that Rich Gannon said something, then we would be going, oh, they've gotten inside his
head.
See,
now you're misconstruing it because I'm not asking him to justify responding to Rich Gannon or responding to Jim Miller or whomever. What you want is, when you're asked, why do you think you get criticized so much? The response is, I mean, look, one, you know, it's not important to me what people say. But two, I mean, look, I have to do a better job. I need to win a division. I need to win big games, win a playoff
and
game.
He would, and
give
that
us anything.
But he did say that Sunday. He did after the game saying, I have to be better. I got to get rid of the ball quicker. I have to be better. We all have to be better. So I imagine he probably doesn't want to say it in response to Rich Gannon, even though, yes, that would play much better if he just said,
you know what it
listen,
is?
I get people's frustration. I'm frustrated. I've been here, Ted. I understand why that would resonate with people, but I don't think it's enough to get your little tight jeans in a bunch.
Let me ask you this. And look, I could be totally wrong here. We could be whiffing big time. The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Shush. This is a live reaction. It actually triggered
somebody
something
pull the fire
inside
alarm,
of me.
Please.
Let's not do that, please. I don't want to mess up my hair. But
the sprinklers, come on.
It's almost as if he's not just responding to Rich Gannon or these analysts or former players. It's almost like he kind of heard the murmurs from fans as well. Doesn't it kind of seem like he's putting down the fan base that is coming out all of a sudden, you know, with pitchforks and going, God, after 10 years, you need to be better, nine.
No,
he's got to know that Dan Orlovsky defended him. He's got to know that his wife defended him on Instagram.
Of course. His wife monitors the criticism, yes. Obviously. And I bet deep down it does bother him, too.
I don't know if it bothers him.
Some people, I think it does. Some people have that veneer that I'm never going to let you see that it bothers me. And I think that's how he is.
But isn't that whatever? But that's what we need, though. Like, isn't that what fans want? Not that Rich Gannon bothers you. But you know what? Trying to do everything you can for the fans, you understand, look, you know what? We've had good games. I've put together solid numbers. I got to win a playoff game. I got to win the division. You know, this is our time. We're trying to turn. I know it's winning a press conference. It's not winning a game.
Exactly.
But
see,
it does piss
it.
Me off. That's got to piss
fine.
Fans
you're
off.
Allowed, you're allowed to be pissed off by it, but honest to goodness, if he said anything like it would have sounded fake. It would have sounded totally fake.
I don't.
It would at this stage, yes.
If he said it with the same demeanor, you know, I don't know why I get criticized. I mean, look, you know, I'm not perfect. I got to get better. We got to win the division
he says
here. We got to win
every,
a playoff
after
game.
Every loss. He does. After every loss, he says that exact same thing. You know, it's a team thing, and I got to get better. I got to put guys in better
this
positions.
This is about the playoffs. This is about the division,
whatever,
all of that. Come on.
Whatever. I listen, some people do get pissed off like you do at that demeanor. And others couldn't give a crap.
I understand.
And it only matters when you're 3-5. Otherwise,
absolutely.
Or
yes.
Whatever, losing.
Well, and the season's over. I mean, yes, of course.
Whatever.
That's going to be the problem. But I don't like the way that it seems he's poo-pooing the fans. That's been my biggest issue with all of this, whether it be his wife, whether it be Dan Orlovsky telling fans how to feel. Stafford comes off as being, oh, you know, they're cute, but
I mean,
I'm a pretty damn good quarterback.
I understand how you're extrapolating, but he actually never mentions the fans like Victor
Smartly.
Martinez would.
Smartly.
I don't think I've ever heard him saying the fans don't understand what it's like to play quarterback or the fan. I don't think he's very, I would say, astute and clever in that regard, but I just think he doesn't want to put in the effort to deal with it.
You know, I don't know.
And part of it's cleverness and part of it's
maybe
the hell with it.
Well,
you know,
I think he's a sharp guy. I mean, I think it's a couple of those things. I don't know. It doesn't sound like he's poo-pooing Rich Gannon. It sounds like he's trying to poo-poo all the fan reaction, blaming him for what's been going on and the fact that he hasn't done anything in 10 years. I could be wrong. The phone number is 248-539-9797. I know you didn't want to go down this path. I understand.
No. Hey, listen, if you people want to, and by you people, I mean you people out there in listener land, in you, Bogey.
Careful.
No. And listen, we've done our share of Stafford bashing, and it's not even bashing. It's appropriate criticism, I think. But I do think to break down his words is going, I mean, unless you're really passionate, by you, I mean Lions fans, if you're really passionate about it, I would listen to it. It doesn't stir me, the words.
He comes off as smarmy. He comes off like Jamie. You know, I'm better than you. You know, I'm elitist.
I went to Georgia.
I'm from San Francisco,
no,
one of the wealthiest
doesn't.
Areas in the country.
You leave the big-headed kid alone.
Go Cats.
I'm going to stick up for the big-headed kid in that regard.
I guess. I mean, I am stretching there, but it's just funny.
No,
let's go to the phones.
It is. You say it's elitist. I think it's more for Stafford. I think it's more just dismissive. Just like this doesn't mean
Maybe.
Anything to me. So why should I play along?
See, I disagree because he has to. While he may not know about Rich Gannon, he knows about the fans. His own wife is the one that's like knocking people
Maybe.
Down on
it
social
bothers
media.
Her a lot more. He can't.
But he knows about it.
Truthfully, I'm sure he does. But truthfully, he can't let it bother him. I mean, he should want to try to need to get better on his own, not reading a message board that said, you should get better.
Understandable, you know? But like when you're asked, okay, why are you criticized? You know, I mean, for me, sometimes I sound like a douchebag. Like, I can accept that criticism. I admit it. I understand. I'm trying to go through this de-douchification process that we're doing, right? I can admit that. It's fine. You know, we're trying to be the best show we can in Detroit, but it's going to be a while. With Stafford, it's like, I don't know. I mean, I've done everything. It's like he's won 3 Super Bowls, and he just thinks that he's just totally beyond any kind of criticism. I don't take that on, but
if other people do, people read different things. I just feel like I've seen him enough and heard him enough that I know how he is, and that's how I thought he would be today.
Fair enough. By the way, a lot of ticket texts coming in saying Jamie is very smarmy.
No!
the phone number's 248-539-9797, which, by the way,
what?
How come we weren't included in this whole, like, mystery box reveal?
I don't even
BS?
Know what this is. What was this?
I don't know. It was all over social media today.
We got nothing
today.
Out of it.
Well, every other show on the station apparently was a part of it. Oh, as Hatchet puts on his, what is that, a Whalers? How is it? Hartford?
Vancouver Canucks.
Vancouver Canucks hat. Fantastic.
Do you know what?
We're not a part of it.
No, they probably have pizza parties here every day and then shut it down as soon as we walk in. Nope, nothing's going on here.
You didn't have any pizza today?
Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry.
Make sure it's away by 4 o'clock. Yeah. We don't want Bogey and Wojo to get any.
Skinny jeans and fat ass waddling. Don't let them see any of it. Cripes, what the hell goes on when we're not here?
There's a reason we open our mini bar after 6 when everyone's gone and we get to indulge and
exactly.
They don't.
Exactly. By the way, Ticket Text 97136 came up with a new nickname for Matt Stat Padford.
Oh, yeah, good.
They're going with Matt Detachford.
Because he's so detached. Well, I feel like we're detached and on our own island here at 6 o'clock.
We are. Nobody cares about us.
We're not one of the big 3 on 97.1 The Ticket. Ooh. We're just the ugly little stepchild at 6 o'clock who does mostly 40-minute shows. Screw all the other shows. You know what? Our alliance with the Valenti Show is over. We're done with them. Oh, sorry, David.
Wait, I don't get to go on Fridays and eat all the food?
All right, bye-bye. I'm out of here.
Oh, wait a minute.
Shut it down.
We get to keep half of David, right? Half? A third. Actually, a third only.
Which half?
Cut in half. 248-539-9797. Ticket text is a 97136. We can start with this Stafford thing.
All right,
I'm curious.
Real quick. I'm just going to see if anybody agrees with you. If not,
that's
we're moving
fine.
On.
All right, we'll get to the phones immediately coming up. It's Bogey and Wojo, 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.